Joining me on our program now is Robin Pinchton, entering her 10th season leading Mizzou women's basketball. And coach, coming off another NCAA tournament appearance and certainly significant graduation losses. Is your program at that point now where you just reload?
Well, we certainly graduated a very talented senior class, and they've been a huge part of our growth here at Missouri, and probably headlined, obviously, by Sophie Cunningham. And so there's some big shoes to fill, but I also believe that, they helped us lay in a pretty strong foundation. And I think with their graduation, it opens up opportunities for some of our other kids. And, I think it's awesome to be able to play alongside an All-American, and when they graduate, it gives them an opportunity to really spread their wings. And I think that looks a little bit different for all of them. So I've been impressed with our returning kids and how they've stepped up. But we've also got some really talented young kids. It is the highest ranked recruiting class that we've had since we've been here, in Asia Blackwell and Haley Frank and Michael Lethicombe. So we feel like we've got some pretty talented kids. The roster looks good. Now it's just going to be, some timing of when everything comes together for us, and six new players, and, it just looks different. It's the end of an era. It's the start of another, but our hopes are that this will not result in a rebuilding year, but we will continue to be able to grow our program.
Yeah, you talk about the end of an era. When you think about the gap left with the departure of a talent like Sophie, is it more on the floor or is it more what she did off the floor for your program?
I think both. I mean, that's a kid that, I don't think that you replace her. I think by committee, different people have to step up, but, it's such a fairy tale story in regards to a hometown kid, that's just adored by, her community, that really stayed home and wanted to give back and help us build something special here. And so the impact that she's had in this community and, in that locker room and certainly on the court, it's pretty special. It was an incredible opportunity, and she absolutely maximized it. And it was a special run for her. And I think she's left her footprints in her sister Lindsay as well. I think Lindsay was a huge part of that. We don't talk about her nearly as much, but I don't think you just with one person replace that. But I also think she's set the bar and set a standard for what this looks like for many years to come, and the expectations of, the way we embrace and serve this community. And so we're going to miss her on all different levels, but we are with Sierra and Lauren as well. I mean, it was just a really special senior class.
Amber Smith, certainly a proven all SEC caliber player. And so as you work your way through the heart of your conference schedule, how are you going to need to take pressure off her? Certainly thinking that she'll be a focal point for the opposition.
Well, I think that's where, I think our returning kids have all stepped up their game. They're playing a little bit more free. I think they have a sense of urgency of, what we have to replace with the graduation of our players. But, I also think our freshmen are going to make a major impact in that area. You've got Asia Blackwell, who was a top 10 player in the country, played with USA Basketball. Highest recruit I believe that we've had in our program. So a young lady that has a chance to really have a big impact in what this looks like for this season. Now she's just coming back from an ankle sprain, so you're not going to see her at her best tonight, and she'll be somewhat limited in action, but she's awfully special, really powerful, really explosive, just an incredible athlete. And then you've got Haley Frank, who has won three state championships. She's been back-to-back Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Missouri, can score on three different levels, has that winning mentality. And I think those two are going to be a huge piece. Michael Lethicombe is our other freshman. She's much further along than I thought. She's a great culture kid. She's going to be a great player for us. But I think when you talk about those two freshmen in particular with Haley and Asia, you got a chance to do something pretty special, and it's going to be fun to watch them over the next 4 years.
Robin Pinchton, my guest here on our program. What's the biggest adjustment for these freshmen? Certainly talented coming in, highly regarded, but what's that biggest step for them as they move into an SEC schedule?
Yeah, I think there's a couple things that go hand in hand with being a freshman. I think at this level, number one, has nothing to do with basketball. It has everything to do with time management. And, you know, when you're in high school and you think, oh, I only have two classes on a Tuesday, Thursday, that sounds amazing. But then when you factor in your tutors, your mentors, your study hall time, your, you know, recovery and icing and getting extra shots on top of practice, on top of film sessions, it can be a lot. And then to make sure those sleep habits are on point and the nutrition. And so there's just a lot coming at you as a freshman. I think, you know, system-wise, with the motion offense, it can be a lot as well. And so just, you know, being able to embrace and understand the system and at the same time to be able to trust your instincts and be free. And the attention to detail, the discipline, the attention to detail. So it's a lot. Being a freshman's hard. I think being a college student athlete's really challenging, but that freshman year in particular.
Not that that was mainly your focus when you recruited these three, because they're all gifted players, but when you think about what you've had to replace, you mentioned the Cunningham sisters and Sierra and hometown kids. When you're able to so-called lock down the borders, bringing in Show Me State talent, what does that mean to your program and your fans coming to Mizzou Arena?
Well, I always feel like it's so important to, you know, really make a push for those in-state kids. I think if you can get your top one or two, perhaps even three on any given year, kids to stay at home, I think it really helps with your fan base. You know, those are names that people are familiar with. They want to come out and support. In women's basketball, fan bases don't travel quite as well as maybe on the men's side. And so to be able to get those kids that are elite-level kids on and off the court, but also from your state, I think it just continues to help build that fan base.
What about, as you look at your team going into the season, is ball handling with some of the guards that you lost and the ball handling, is that a concern coming into the season, or do you feel okay?
You know, ball handling's always been, those turnovers always seem to be, you know, Achilles heel, to be honest with you, and something that we talk a lot about. And, you know, we just got to continue to find ways to clean that up. But ball handling, I think it's going to look a little bit different this year. We've got a lot of kids. You got an Asia Blackwell that can bust out. You know, she can play some of the point. I think Amber Smith has shown that she's capable of leading the transition. I think you've got Jordan Chavis, who honestly probably the most improved returning player out of any of our kids this summer. Haley Troop, you know, she might not be the quickest or most athletic, but, you know, she's done a great job against our scout taking care of the ball. So I think it'll be a little bit by committee, but I feel pretty good about where we're at in regards to being able to handle that full court pressure.
Final question, Coach. I know for programs like Truman State Division II, moving up on the big floor, bright lights, it's exciting. And for this program, what about for Mizzou as you play these exhibition games against a Division II opponent? What's in it for you?
Well, you know, we've got a lot of respect for that program. Obviously, they've had a lot of great success and some great players that have gone through that program. And, you know, whether you're NAI Division I, II, III, you know, none of that matters to me. I've coached at the NAI level, and I've coached some kids that could have played in a Power 5 conference. And I've coached mid-major and now, obviously, in a Power 5 school. So, you know, I don't look at what division they are. And either feel like, okay, you know, this is a big game tonight or it's not. I respect everybody, certainly when they lace them up and step on the court. But for us, you know, it's really about looking at some different rotations, not in particularly concerned about the scoreboard as much as I am, just about how efficient we are, you know, defensively. Where's our rotations? What are our closeout looks like? Are we doing a good job not allowing the second and third shot opportunities with different rotations? Can we press a little bit? Offensively, you know, are we willing screeners? How many of those screens lead to assist shots? And so, you know, there's a lot of different things that you look at exhibition-wise, and you want to look at some different rotations, and you got some young kids. So we don't get too caught up in the starting lineups or, you know, making sure certain kids get X amount of minutes. You want to look at a lot of different things as a coach.
Thanks for your time, Coach, and best wishes to the Tigers this season.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
That is Coach Robin Pinchton. More coming up right after this.